Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me just coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place in you, make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through. So have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God with Him. We win.
We win.
We win.
Mama prayed for me. Late nights coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
Good morning. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yoke of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Missionary Terry Rogers, who is filling in for the regular host, Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. Announcements. Look for Amazing Grace School of Ministry. Classes will start back in the fall, but you can still listen to previous lessons by contacting Dr. Maria Carey by email at drcareyphd@yahoo.com. For more information regarding the lessons or classes, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. It is with deep regret that I announced the homegoing celebration for Pastor Sherry Baldwin on today, Saturday, July 27th, 2019. The wake is at 10 to 11. The funeral is 11 to 1 p.m. This will take place at the St. John Church of God in Christ, located at 7527 South Cottage Grove, Chicago, Illinois. Therefore, in honor of this woman of God, Blog Talk Radio will present a lesson that she taught on Soul Food Wednesday Night Live. We will return to our regular program on next week. Defying gravity. The courage to soar. 1 Chronicles 28:20. And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed. For the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Courage, the ability to do something that frightens one, strength in the face of pain or grief, acts on one's behalf despite danger or disapproval, and bravery. To soar. Soar is to fly or ride high in the air. To maintain height in the air without flapping of wings. Defying gravity. Challenging, daring the weight, the heaveness. The first week she did this, she talked about jump. The second week she talked about don't look back. Third week, steady as she goes. And this particular night, she spoke on the courage to soar. Courage, having the ability to do something that frightens you, or just being brave. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Joshua 1:7-9 says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou may prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Proverbs 16:25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There's multiple pathways. We have to fight to get on the right one and go the right way. There's one key to realizing the source. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. A little story. The book is called Courage to Soar by Simone Biles, the gymnast. Simone Biles' interest into the world of gymnastics may have started on a daycare field trip in her hometown of Spring, Texas. But her God-given talent, her passion, and perseverance have made her one of the top gymnastics in the world, as well as a four-time winner of the Olympic gold in Rio de Janeiro. But there is more to Simone than the 19 medals. 14 of them are gold and the Olympic successes. Through years of hard work and determination, she has relied on her faith and family to stay focused and positive while having fun competing at the highest level and doing what she loves. Here, in her own words, Simone says that through the events, challenges, and trials that carried her from an early childhood in foster care to a coveted spot on the 2016 Olympic team. Along the way, Simone shared this daily act of courage led her and can lead you to even the most unlikely of dreams. Courage begets courage. It's a habit. Doing something brave every day, no matter how small, unlocks new possibilities and grows your courage muscles to thrive in your work, relationships, and life. Courage guides you past the fears that keep you from making the changes and taking the chances to create your ideal life. Learn how to shape your circumstances so they don't shape you. Everyday acts of bravery will empower you to overcome your fears, uncover your passion, and trust your intuition. It allows you to speak confidently with greater authenticity and influence. It allows you to fall forward, risk rejections, and bounce back faster. Be more resilient in tough circumstances and with difficult people. Acquire your inner critic, because you know we all have one. Take more chances and dare more boldly. In today's certainty times, fear can unconsciously direct our lives. Start small, dare big, and begin today to live with great purpose, passion, and courage. Brave is a handbook for being more courageous, written for busy people on the go. It's short, focused chapters provide practical tools and empowering perspectives to help you build your courageous muscles in your work, relationships, and life. You can move past the fears, doubts, and beliefs that keep you from making the changes and taking the chances. You need to enjoy the fulfillment and success you desire. Courage is a habit. Practice it daily, even in quiet, small ways. It unlocks new possibilities, create new opportunities, grow your influences, and enables you to meet your challenges with more resilience and self-assurance. So whether you're stuck in a rut, struggling in a relationship, overwhelmed by your daily juggle acts, or inspired about your future, let courage be a regular dose of positive and practical inspiration to clarify what success truly means to you and be more purposefully in your daily efforts to achieve it. Speak up with greater confidence and be more assertive in dealing with difficult people, getting what you want and changing what you don't. It'll define the person and leader you aspire to be. Become more resilient under pressure, decisive in uncertainty, and adaptable to change. Scrape the excuses, your age, education, gender, business, or children. That sabotages your future actions. Dare more boldly, passionately pursuing the goals that inspire you most, no matter how daunting. Courage begets courage. You build it every time you choose to leave the safety of your comfort zone for the sake of something more important. Day by day, brave actions by brave actions, you can be brave within yourself to create a life rich in all that you seek. If you want to live your life more powerful and purposely, victoriously, courage will be your trusted companion. So remember, soar. Live every day with greater clarity, confidence, and courage. Let's pray for the Baldwin family. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly yet boldly before your throne of grace. We love you, Lord. We adore you. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for Dr. Carey and the listeners. We thank you for the Baldwin family, Lord God. We thank you for the Reed family. We ask you to look on them Keep them in the center of your will. Keep them in your loving arms. Give them peace, those that need it. We ask you, God, to be a mother for the children. Be a daughter for the mother. And, Lord, right now we ask you to be a pastor for the church. Cover the Baldwin family. Strengthen their hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I would just like to thank you all that listened on this morning. Tune in next week. Dr. Carey will be back. Same time, same call in. Thank you. Be blessed. Enjoy the remainder of your day.